North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Vamp Radio Band Night. I'm your host, Amy, and my co-host for tonight, like always, is Jess.
Hey.
And Ashley.
Hey, guys.
And tonight we have a special guest. We have the hot, the sexy guitarist, Ty Oliver. Hi, Ty.
Hello. I'm sorry to laugh at that. Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much.
That's why I said it.
Thank you. I'm very flattered. Thank you very much.
So, some comments from the chat room. Beautiful music. They're saying, ooh, I like.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
And that was Heartstrings.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about Heartstrings.
That song, it's a love song, and it was inspired by a past relationship that was very serious and intense. And when I first met that person, I was actually writing the music for just starting to write some of the songs that would eventually turn into the Heartstrings CD. And that song in particular just started out as just kind of like a guitar riff. And I used to sit and just kind of play it over and over when I'd kind of like be missing this person and I couldn't see her. And cause we were like doing this long distance thing for like a little bit there in the beginning. And then, so when I couldn't see her, I'd be missing her and I'd play that and it would kind of like, you know, make me feel a bit better. And it eventually turned into that song. So yeah, I was very much inspired by feelings I was having for this person at that time. And it's all about the love.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
All right, thanks. Cool.
You're welcome. So how long have you actually been playing guitar?
I've been playing guitar since about 1994. Yeah. But at the time, I started out playing drums actually, and then a couple years later, I decided to pick up guitar and focus on that. And I did that for a couple of years. And then I ended up switching back and forth like a bunch of times for the first, you know, several years I was playing music. I just like couldn't make up my mind on which one I wanted to do full time and like what kind of music I wanted to play. And it took me a while to kind of figure things out. And then in about 2000, 2001, I really just got focused on guitar and decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And it just kind of, the whole instrumental thing just kind of became the clear path for me to take. And I got really focused and started, you know, really devoting my time and energy into guitar and writing music and doing, you know, the kind of music I'm doing now. So it was kind of like off and on the first few years, and then you know, starting in like around 2001, I got really focused and have been doing what I'm doing now. So yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, thank you.
So where are you located, Ty?
I'm in Santa Cruz, California.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you go up there?
Yeah, I actually grew up here in Santa Cruz, and it's like Northern California area. It's on the coast. It's a beach town. There's a lot of like musicians and just cool, you know, open-minded, creative people. And it's about an hour south of San Francisco, so you know I can go check out the city if I want. And if I want to go to LA, I can drive down there, you know, in the same day and stuff. So it's pretty cool that way. But yeah, I grew up here. I lived in Vegas for about a year, but other than that, I've pretty much been here. And
I would love to go to Vegas.
Yeah, it's cool to visit.
to visit. It's a nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there, huh?
I mean, I did for a little while, and it was cool. You know, it was all right. It was a cool change of pace, but, you know, wouldn't want to make it my permanent home for, no, definitely not. But yeah, it's fun to go check out for sure. Definitely, if you've never been, go check it out.
Now, I heard some of your music online. Amy was good enough to send me some stuff. And there's some vocals on there. Are the vocals yours, or is that somebody you're collaborating with?
Wait, you heard vocals on some of my music?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm confused because, no, there's no vocals ever anywhere.
Jess is listening to something totally different.
Oh, crap.
I was like, really, you did? Where was that?
Well, hey, maybe somebody got inspired and heard some music.
No, it's all good.
I have heard a bunch of music. Most of it, from what I've heard, didn't have lyrics, but it surprised me when I heard that one song, so maybe I clicked on the wrong thing and it was one of those songs.
It happens. It's okay. No problem.
Actually, one of the questions in the chat room was, do you have any lyrics for your song?
Oh, no. I basically just have chosen to do, you know, the instrumental thing, because I was initially inspired by, you know, guys like Joe Satriani and Steve Vai, and I just felt like, you know, I don't know, I just felt like it was the best vehicle for me to be expressive in the way that I wanted to, and I just didn't really picture, you know, vocals over it. If I was to do something with vocals, it would just be different. It would be a whole other project and, you know, a whole different band situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this music that I'm going to put my name on, you know, as far as I can see, you know, it's going to be instrumental, you know. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Now, what is...
So,
go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, go ahead, Jess. Go ahead.
All right. What is NAMM? NAMM.
Wait, what's that? Oh, NAMM? It's actually this really big... this big, huge music convention that happens, there's one in January every year in Anaheim that's like the big one, and basically every single music company you could possibly imagine just about, you know, gets together and displays their gear, and, you know, you can demo it, and there's, all kinds of rock stars and musicians walking around and making guest appearances, and it's a pretty big deal. You know, it's actually this huge convention that happens in, and I mean, it's, you know, it's also very, you know, got a real party atmosphere, and so yeah, it's just this really cool music thing that happens every year, and I've been fortunate enough to get to hang out at it the last 3 years in a row, this last year, just a couple weeks ago, I was there, and I actually got to play a little bit at a booth that they had a display there, which was As Far As Those Strings, and very cool company, and thank you to them for having me there. Yeah, and I got to play some songs, which was really cool. Hadn't been able to do that yet. I just been walking around the other couple of years, but so that was a really fun thing, and it's just awesome because, I mean, you're walking around and you're seeing all these people that, you know, I've just idolized forever and ever, and, you know, my idols, you know, just kind of like casually walking around, and I'm like all starstruck and shit. I'm like, holy crap, you know, so it's really cool and a good time, so.
Speaking of your idols, who are some of your idols?
Well, like I said, Steve Vai, Joe Satriani are, you know, real big guitar influences, but I also like, you know, actually, especially the last few years, I mean, I listen to a lot of stuff that's not like guitar shred stuff at all, actually. I really, really like the Goo Goo Dolls and, there's some older bands like Jesus Jones and, NXS, stuff like that, you know, so I really admire, Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls as a songwriter and, Jason Wade from Lifehouse a lot. As a songwriter, just really, really respect those guys and the way they write music and the feelings they get across and their lyrics and stuff. So yeah, those are some of my, you know, bigger people that I look up to, you know.
Very cool. We're getting some comments in the chat room. I'm almost embarrassed to read them out. Somebody says you have a very sexy voice.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I usually hear it and just go, oh my God, that's what I sound like. Yeah.
So I do the same thing when I listen to the rebroadcast. But
well, thank you. Thank you to them. Yeah.
Yes, and so people listening, because we do have people listening live, we have people listening in the chat room, and we'll have people listening in the archives, but for those of you who are listening live, you're welcome to call in and ask Ty some questions. You can reach us at 718-9440.
Yes, people, call in.
Yes, call in. Yeah, I just, they posted it in the chat room too. So 718-508-9440. And Ashley is our silent Bob. She usually will pipe in whenever she has a question, but she usually runs the switchboard for us.
Okay.
So Amy, you were gonna ask a question before I piped in and interrupted.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Ty who he opened up for.
Oh yes. yeah, in September we got really lucky and we got to open for Foreigner, which was an amazing experience, and feel really fortunate to have gotten to do that. And it was definitely like an amazing opportunity and just a crazy experience. I mean, it was kind of surreal. I kind of look at it as definitely a stepping stone and helping, you know, get the music and the name a little bit more established. I mean, even as brief as it was. And we played really well and got a good response from the crowd and stuff. So it was just awesome. And the whole thing, like, I mean, it was so, you know, amazing to just kind of be in that environment and see it all happening. And then I was just thinking about, you know, here's this band Foreigner who's been doing this for years and years and years and had all the success. And I mean, it's just like, oh my God, these guys have the most charmed life, man. I want to do this, you know, like so bad. take us with you, you know, is what I was kind of thinking. So, yeah, that was awesome. I was back in September and, it was just it was a great venue we got to play at. I mean, not only was it, you know, even if we just got to play that venue that we got to play at, it was called the Mountain Winery, and it was like an outdoor, like, theater kind of place, and even just playing there, you know, for whoever would just have been great. But then, you know, it was for a band like Foreigner, so it was pretty special, and just a great night, and I'm looking forward to doing, you know, more stuff like that in the future, for sure.
Very cool.
Yeah.
There's some comments in the chat room. They said that you said that you started playing in 94, but they're not sure how old that makes you. So I guess the next question is, how old are you?
29.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
My age.
Wait, what's that?
I said he's my age, ladies.
Nice.
They want to know when you're coming to the East Coast.
I wish it was soon, but, honestly, you know, getting out and doing traveling and doing touring and stuff has just kind of been rough because, you know, we're totally independent and, you know, it's right out of my own pocket and we don't have, like, you know, a label or anything supporting the music. So, you know, anything like that, a road trip or something, you know, costs a ridiculous amount of money, and I just can't afford to get out there and do that kind of stuff right now. So, I mean, I'd love to. I'm dying to do it. Believe me, if it was up to me, that's what I'd be doing, you know. But right now, as it stands, you know, that's just not feasible at the moment. So unless we get, you know, what would be great is if we were able to get on some tour opening for, you know, a bigger act that – you know, that would allow us to get out there and do something like that. You know, that's the goal. So, not right now, but eventually, you know, it will happen. Please have patience.
Have patience and go buy the CD.
Yes, thank you.
tell us about the CD. What's the name of the CD?
Well, the current CD is Hard Strings, and you heard that, you know, the title track. And yeah, that's just, that's a CD that, you know, obviously I put a lot of hard work into, and, just try to make it something that was really expressive and, melodic and had a lot of feeling, and something that, you know, not only it was going to appeal to more than just guitar fans. You know, I don't want to make music that is, I mean, it's guitar based, but I don't want it to be something that only musicians like. I want it to be something that, you know, maybe somebody who doesn't normally listen to that kind of music hears it and goes, wow, I really like that, you know? So,
yeah.
That's what I tried really hard to, you know, to do, is make good music, not just like, you know, guitar stuff. So, you know, again, like I just tried to write good music that had feeling and would appeal to, you know, the average listener, you know. So there's some up-tempo fun stuff, you know, then there's, you know, the more like emotional ballad songs on there. And I'm really happy with how it came out. You know, I worked really hard on it, and it was kind of a long process and went through some setbacks here and there. But the end result, I'm really happy with it, you know, so...
Well, you can definitely hear the emotion in the songs that you're playing. People are asking, where can they get the CD other than iTunes? Can they get it, like, Amazon, or if they go into, like, FYE store and just pick it up?
It's not in stores. I mean, it's not in stores, but you can get it online at either guitar9.com. If you go to my MySpace page, I mean, there's a big, huge link to it, like, right on the top of the page. And you can get it at CD Baby. You can get it at, you know, tyolivermusic.com. I actually send those out personally if you get it that way, and that's through PayPal. I'd recommend going to guitar9.com because they've been really good about, you know, people order it and they get it really fast. And it's only $10, including shipping. You know, I tried to keep it as cheap as possible so, you know, people can afford it. And, because I know how ridiculous it is to pay, like, you know, $17 plus shipping for a CD. I just think that's kind of like, it's a little pricey. So yeah, it's only $10 and you can get it at, you know, online at various places. Go to the MySpace page and look at, you know, there's links. I made the links pretty prominent, so you shouldn't have too hard of a time finding it. And also you can go to the main website, tyolivermusic.com, and just go to the merch section, and there's, like, links to all the, you know, the different spots to buy it. So
very cool.
It's available if you want it.
Yeah, I actually own this CD, and... I love it, and, you know, it's one of those CDs that I play in the morning and then play before I go to bed.
Awesome.
And
well,
we're actually going to play one of my favorite songs, and it's Made of Memories.
Awesome.
and that's the song I wake up to every morning.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have some questions in the chat room. Jess, did you catch any of those?
No, I didn't, unfortunately. I was checking out the chat that we were doing.
Here's one.
Knocking out a little bit too hard.
Pam is asking, who is his backup band, and does he use the same guys?
Okay, that's a good question. Well, on the CD, it's actually a few different people, but there are the main guys that I've been playing with live with for the last couple of years are drummer Glenn Bahana and bassist Bobby Burns, and they're actually local guys, really cool dudes, great musicians, great players. I love playing with them. And they're on, Bobby's on a couple tracks on there on bass, and then, actually that last one, yeah, he's on Made of Memories, yes. And then, and Glenn's on that one as well. And then there's like a couple other, there's another drummer, this guy Jake McEwen, who's another friend from around town, a longtime friend of mine who actually played bass live with me. For the first few months, a guy named Finn Stobie, who's a friend of mine from way back in high school, when we were like freshmen in high school, and great musician, and he's on the CD. And then a friend of mine named Matt Totello, he played some bass on there and did some recording of the drums and stuff. So yeah, there's a few different people on there, but the guys I play live with have pretty much been the same for the last couple of years. So. And again, you can find those guys in my top friends. It's Bobby and Glenn, and I list them on the MySpace page. There on the side, you can see their picture and stuff. And so, yeah, I've been fortunate to have some cool guys and good players out there doing it with me. For the last almost 2 years, and so I feel really fortunate to have had that going on. For sure.
So, do you have, like, anybody else in your family that was a musician or
My dad was really into music and played guitar, and he always wanted to, pursue it a bit more, and kind of got distracted by, this, that, and the other thing, and just it kind of never really happened, but it was something that he was always, definitely had a passion for it and, loved. When I was getting into my early teenage years, mid teenage years, when I first started getting into music, that's something that we definitely, kind of bonded over and, kind of renewed our relationships, so to speak, through that. 'Cause he liked rock and, great guitar playing and stuff, and I was getting into all this stuff like, Satriani and Steve Vai and all these Guitar Hero guys, and I was kind of like, hey, check this out, and we kind of just shared that, and had that in common, and definitely was something that I look back on and go, wow, it was really cool that we could share that. So other than that, no, nobody's really musically, inclined or plays music in the family. Other than myself, so yeah.
So I've got a question for you.
Yes.
I know you mentioned a couple of your idols already, but
yes.
If you had carte blanche and you got the opportunity to collaborate or to work with anybody, either musically, instrumentally, or with putting vocals to your music, who would it be?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. That's really tough because you just mean like make music with?
Make
like
music
like collaborate
music.
And like, yeah,
yeah,
and write some music with?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I honestly have never really thought about that. I sort of have, I guess, but, it would be really cool to get to do something, like I said, with, you know, like just even add like a little bit of some subtle guitar stuff to like, I don't know, you know, like a Lifehouse track or, you know, the Goo Goo Dolls or something. I mean, I really like those two bands a lot, and they've kind of been a big influence as far as the way as I go about writing like songs, not so much the lead guitar parts, but like the song part of it, the structure and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to get to, you know, sit in on something like that with someone, you know, like that. I mean, as far as I don't know, but, you know, it'd be great to, you know, guest solo on a Sach song or something, or a Steve Vai track. I mean, that'd be great. You know, it'd be kind of unreal and pretty intimidating, actually. You know, but so yeah, that would be awesome. You know, any band that that's out there. I mean, there's, you know, I like Matchbox 20 a lot. I think that's something that I could fit in on. You know, or maybe even like Michelle Branch. You know, a lot of the singer songwriters are like kind of like the pop rock stuff. I mean, I would love to just, you know, throw some subtle stuff on there. Nothing crazy or like, you know, hey, look at how good I am, but like,
yeah,
something to add to one of their songs. You know, that'd be great.
Kind of like Santana, what he did with the duet.
I'm sorry, what?
I said kind of like Santana, like what he did with the duet with people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Totally.
I could see that happening. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be unreal. I would just be like totally grateful. Yeah.
That's a great way to get your name out there too.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Sure.
So you had mentioned before that, you know, you don't really have the money to do the whole touring thing. But when you open for Foreigner, you know, you got to see the way that it kind of went. Would you, if you could, do, you know, if you did have the money for touring, would that be something that you were interested in, or do you like to pretty much stay at home?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, like, what I want to do more than anything, honestly. I mean, I'm, like, jonesing to get out there. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I wouldn't even hesitate. If I had the money, I'd... Yeah. Yeah.
You'd
just
be gone already. We wouldn't even be having...
Yeah, I'd be like, let's go. Let's do it. Yeah, so... And honestly, I'm kind of shifting gears and kind of keeping my eyes out for a band situation that, you know, maybe needs a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can get out there and do something like that. Because, I mean, I can always do, you know, the solo stuff on my own time. You know, I'd be more than happy to, you know, join a band that needs a guitar player that's working and out there doing stuff. You know, that would be great. So I'm definitely open to that, because I want to get out there and you know, play the shows and do the whole thing. So, and while, you know, we've been gigging and stuff locally the last couple of years, you know, it's great, but it's like I want to get out there and take it to the next level and you know, see, you know, travel and stuff, and get out there on the road. So, you know, if it means I've got to, you know, join somebody else's band to do it, you know, I'll do it, you know, no problem.
Hey, hear that, guys? Anybody's listening?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Any of our past guests, Keith on Mac?
Yeah, so, yeah, if anyone's listening, I'm down.
They're asking in the chat room, what do you think of rock music today?
You know, actually, I like a lot of stuff that's out there. I think it's doing quite well right now. I think compared to about 10 years ago, it's great. You know, I mean, the mid-90s and the late 90s were like, I don't know. Personally, I thought it was just a really bleak period for music, you know, with like, it was like oversaturated with this whole alternative craze, and then it like turned into this rap rock thing, and it just kind of was just weird for a while. And then I think the last several years have shown to me, you know, there's been a lot of great bands. Of course, I'm drawing a total blank on who they are right now, but I listen to them all the time. No, there's all kinds of great music out there right now. A lot of cool underground bands that, you know, aren't that popular, but there's also some stuff on the radio that, you know, I like. So, I think it's doing pretty good, you know, honestly. I mean, I think there's a lot of cool music to be heard and enjoyed, you know, in the rock scene and even some pop stuff, you know. I mean, I like, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, the most rock and roll thing in the world. I mean, I like some cheesy pop stuff too, so there you go.
Oh, that's going to be our next question. Is your guilty pleasure?
Ooh, you know what? I really like Avril Lavigne, and I really like, oh my god, I even bought a Miley Cyrus CD. Yes, shoot me now.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
And then there's this other band that I just got into like a couple weeks ago, and I probably shouldn't like them, but I do. It's this band Metro Station. They're like a total teeny bopper, like Hot Topic, you know, pop band. I mean, they're so poppy, it's like I almost feel bad for liking them, but I just do. It's catchy, good music. I can't help it. So there you go.
That's awesome.
Okay, here's another fun question. If you could be any superhero, who would you be and why?
Superhero? Shit, I don't know. Superman? I don't know. probably not Batman, because he's too, like, I don't, he's too mortal. He can get his ass kicked, so I'd probably be Superman, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
So far we've got Spider-Man. We've got a
What's
Spider-Man.
That?
From the different people that we've interviewed, we've got Spider-Man, Iceman, and Superman.
Okay.
Yeah. We're racking them up. Yeah, we're putting together the Justice League.
Nice. Very nice.
Okay, we're asking to play a song again. This is Patch's favorite song. And she's asking us to play Fade Into You.
All right.
Good thing you sent me that.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Thank you.
think I have a new favorite.
Awesome. Right on. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, I was just listening to that, and that's honestly probably one of my personal, like, one of the songs that I like a lot from the whole collection, the whole CD. I was really happy with how that one came out in the end, and it wasn't really particularly inspired by anything in particular. It just kind of came out of nowhere, and I recorded it at home, actually, when I just got some, like, the current recording setup that I have. I'd just gotten it all, and I don't know, it just kind of came out, and it was one of these songs that sort of, usually I have to, like, really slave over a song and work on it for a long time, and it's kind of a pain in the ass, and I, like, bang my head against the wall trying to finish it, and that one just sort of, I mean, it just like fell out of nowhere and just came together in like a really short amount of time. And when I say short, I mean, it's from like start to finish, it was like done in like a week. And for me, that's like lightning fast, you know? So, and I just, wham, bam, it was just done. And I went, wow, that came out so fast. How cool. I wish that happened all the time, you know? So yeah. And I just felt it was really, just nailed kind of the vibe I was going for, with the feeling and, you know, the kind of poppy kind of, song formula. And, so yeah, I was really happy with how it came out. So, yeah, thanks for playing. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I really like that song. Question from the chat room. Tam wants to know, how do you find names for your song?
Well, I usually try and, that's kind of tough because I try and make it have, I try to have the title reflect, you know, the feeling that I was trying to get across in the song. So I really try and match it with the feeling. At the same time, I kind of try and make it sort of roll off the tongue and kind of catchy a little bit, you know? So, usually, you know, I try and reflect the feeling, and I've just gotten lucky and kind of come up with titles that I liked and I felt fit. But sometimes it's kind of a challenge, like, because I don't want it to sound corny or cheesy or cliche. I mean, I kind of try to make it, you know, have a little bit of art to it, you know, as well. So, yeah, it's all about trying to reflect the feeling of the song, really.
Yeah. Now they're asking, do you like Twilight?
I saw the movie. it was all right. What? I'm sorry, what was that?
I could see one of your songs playing in Twilight.
I could, too.
Sure. Yeah, sure. I would love that.
Actually,
I saw the movie.
Hey, Sam to get together.
What's that?
I was just thinking, because we just had Sam Bradley on. He did a song with Rob Pattinson for the show.
Oh, wow, okay. Right on.
And you guys should really get together. You'd rock out.
Yeah, that'd be great. Tell him to email me. No, I saw the movie, and I just heard everyone talking about the books, and I didn't really know a whole lot about it. I just, you know, like, there was all this buzz around it, and I went and saw the movie, and it was pretty cool. You know, I mean, I'm sure the book is obviously, you know, probably a bit more in-depth and better, but,
you
know.
Yeah, you kind of get more out of it if you read the book first.
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, I enjoyed it. You know, it was entertaining. I think the only part I didn't like was, like, the whole baseball scene. I thought that was a little hokey, but, like,
See, now every girl in the world is, like, in love.
I know. I've mentioned that to other people, and they're like, what? How could you say that? Like, well, shit, come on. No, but it was good. You know, I mean, I'm always down with, like, a story about, you know, such an intense soulmate type of, you know, love that, you know, these two people are just so drawn together that they can't, you know, I'm into that. So that was cool, you know. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Oh, so ladies, Ty is a romantic.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. every other Thursday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I mean,
so that'll be Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, that kind of stuff is, you know, it's inspiring, so that's cool.
Yeah. That leads us to our next question.
Yes.
If you were a vampire, which vampire would you be?
In that movie or just in general?
In general, any vampire throughout the ages.
Probably, what was the character in An Interview with the Vampire that Brad Pitt played? He was, like, all bummed on being a vampire. Wasn't that, like, Louis or something? Or?
Yes, Louis.
Yeah, probably him.
Okay.
Yeah, that would make sense because, you know, he was all kind of emotional and kind of had, like, feelings for the people and didn't want to kill them and stuff, you know?
That would kind of... vampire.
Yeah, it'd probably, you know, probably fit in with his character, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see Ty being a Mick type character too from Moonlight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, I could see one of your songs being in a movie or a TV show.
Yeah, yeah. I mean that would be that'd be great. I mean I've definitely attempted to get those kinds of things happening. I think it's just a matter of you know, having the right contacts and stuff. So. I'm definitely all for that, and I would love to get, you know, some of the music in films or TV. That'd be awesome. You know, that'd be great.
Would.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can help a little with that.
Sure. I'm all for help, so thank you.
Well, we're opening the phone lines if anybody wants to call in. I know a lot of people are snowed in, and they said their lines aren't working or their cell reception isn't working. So if you got a question and you can't call in, ask in the chat room, and we'll be happy to ask Ty.
Yes, and thank you for all of those out there listening and chatting and stuff. I totally appreciate it.
Yep, they're all here. They're all chatting away about different things. And actually, do we want to steal Gina's idea for a quick draw, Amy?
Yeah, I think we need to.
Yeah, I think we need to do a quick draw.
Because that would be fun.
That would be fun. This is something fun for you, Ty.
Okay.
It's called Quick Draw, and Gina, she's one of our other hosts from one of the other shows that we do on Vamp Radio. And basically, it's pretty much we ask you a question, and you say the first thing that comes to mind. Don't think about it. Just say it, and it's fun.
Oh, boy.
Favorite actor, and, you know, without thinking about it, the first actor, you know, that comes to mind, that will come out.
I'm extremely indecisive, so this could be tough.
The first thing that comes into your head. Don't overanalyze it. It's just fun. So.
Can I just, okay.
Okay. Favorite color.
Wait, what?
Favorite color.
Black. Red.
Okay, Black. He is a vamp at heart. Favorite actor?
I don't know.
Okay. Favorite movie?
Oh, jeez. Come on, you guys.
That's the first one that comes to mind.
Jacob's Ladder? I don't know. That's so not even right, because there's like a zillion movies I like a lot.
Okay, here's an easy one.
Okay.
Favorite alcohol drink?
Oh, vodka cranberry.
Vodka cranberry?
Yes, thank you. See, that was an easy one. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay, favorite food?
Favorite what?
Favorite food.
Oh, probably Mexican. Yeah, I really like Mexican food a lot.
Okay, dogs or cats?
Cat.
Okay. Night or day?
Night.
You got any, Amy?
Biggest pet peeve?
Oh, I don't know if this is a pet peeve, but like, okay, well, a couple things come to mind. I don't care, I'm breaking the rules. I'm going to tell you both of them.
Okay.
Well, I can't stand having to interact with people I haven't seen in a long time. This is totally fucking selfish and, like, I'm a dick for this, but, like, if I haven't seen somebody in a long time and I don't really talk to them that often and I have to engage in, like, the, like, generic small talk conversation, I can't stand it, dude. I'll avoid it at all costs. That's just me.
So don't lose touch with you because you don't like making small talk.
I mean, no, it just depends. If it's, like, somebody that I was never really that good of friends with to begin with, and, like, I probably shouldn't even be saying any of this right now.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, there's just certain interactions that I just can't stand, and I'd rather avoid them. But
yeah, I do that, too. I have, like, people that I see every once in a while around my town that I've kind of was an acquaintance with in high school, and I kind of remember what their first name is, but if I see them in the supermarket, I'll just turn and go in the other direction.
You know what I mean? No, here's what it is. If I know it's going to be a slightly awkward conversation, I don't want to have it. I'd rather not have it. So,
yeah.
Anyways, yeah, awkward conversations, I guess, is what that comes down to. and then living situations where, like, a roommate's, like, loud and just oblivious to it, I can't stand that. That really drives me crazy. Like, I want to kill him. So, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm really not a mean or angry person. I'm actually really nice. I swear to God. I just don't.
you seem very nice.
He is. Ty is awesome. He's a great guy. He's really sweet.
Well, thank you. I try.
Me, so.
I've got one more for you.
Yes.
Favorite curse word?
Fuck. It's the best word ever.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't really function without that word, I swear.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, but it would be a lot less fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a really fast hour.
That was what?
It was.
Yeah.
It's over already? That was an hour?
Oh, wow.
That was an hour.
Wow,
we
okay.
We have 3 minutes left.
Holy moly. Well, it was fun, and seriously, thank you to anybody listening and you guys for having me on. It's over now, right? Isn't that what's happening?
Well, you want it to be.
I don't want to, like, sign off if it's not really over.
we have about 3 minutes left, and we're going to go through our announcements. You can stay online with us.
Sure.
Okay.
So how about you say your goodbyes? And then we'll say our announcements and play your song, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Again, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. And to everyone listening and for, of course, playing the music and giving me the time of day. I totally appreciate it, you guys. Thank you.
No problem. We really appreciate you coming
one
on
last
and sharing the music. Oh, yeah.
What?
Amy's going to say something.
One last thing.
Okay.
Can you say, this is Ty Oliver, and you're listening to Vamp Radio?
Okay, we ready?
Yep.
Ready.
Hey, this is Ty Oliver, and you're listening to Vamp Radio.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Jess, run down our announcements.
Oh, goodness. I always do the announcements. Okay. So, today is Wednesday. Okay. So, the next Friday night is the second airing of the first airing of the second episode rerun of Moonlight on Sci-Fi at 9 p.m. Eastern. So we'll be doing our Moonlight Radio at 10 o'clock Eastern on Friday night. Saturday night is Blood, Bats, and Books. That's our show on writers, all things writers. That starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then that brings us to True Blood Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Gina and I will be hosting that one, and I believe we're doing a character analysis. I think we're continuing Bill and moving into some other characters. Then we have Tuesday night is Twilight Hour. Do we know what they're talking about on Twilight Hour?
Have no idea.
No? Okay. I think they're talking about the Cullen Boys again. So they're doing Twilight Hour, and that is at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then that brings us back to Vamp Radio Band Night on Wednesday at 9 p.m., and we have another special guest. We've been booking them. We're booked through February, so it looks like Band Night is taking off. Amy, who's our guest? Nick? I can't remember his last name. Amy. Nah, she can't either.
Lasher?
Can't remember. We'll post it on the website. And as always,
yeah.
If you need to contact us, or if you need to get a schedule, or you'd like to listen to the archive, you can go to vampradioonline.com. And that'll be it. So, Amy, you want to play a song for us on the way out?
Yeah, Ty, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And everybody in the chat room screaming, longer, longer, longer. We'll have Ty back on, you know. We'll have him back on again. We'll set something up. We'll have him back on again for everybody. So just thank you, Ty.
No, thank you guys for having me on board, and again, for everybody listening and chatting and checking out the tunes. Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thanks.
And we're going to go out with Sunset Sky, another one of my favorites.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
How do you feel about your office? Is it just a space for employees to work, or is it a space where your employees do their best work? When you're in the right space, it can bring your teams closer together and be where the best talent wants to work. When you're in the right space, it can make your life easier. Whether it's a new HQ or a satellite office, with WeWork, you can find a space that works for you. Visit we.co/spacematters to learn more.
North Pole Hotline.
Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.